Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Get it, New York City. Let's do another one of those KM to AMs. Obviously, we're coming off another Brooklyn Nets loss. Not going to do much of that. No New York Knicks basketball after they lost another game on the road. We get it. Cam Scataboo was on WWE. It looked crazy. Everybody's got a crazy take about it. Chill. Still waiting to hear from Aaron Glenn. Who's the quarterback this week? You know what we're about to do. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Baseball fans, the stove is on. Let's have at it. I'm glad I didn't say anything about Josh Naylor and Pete Alonso's contract last night. I didn't really get into Ryan Yarbrough too much because you know what happened today? Trent Grisham accepted the qualifying offer from your New York Yankees. Womp, womp. I'm not upset. I'm not mad. And that's the problem, right? Like, I'm indifferent. I've gotten to this point now where I just am over it. It doesn't matter to me too much. Let's see where the chips fall after this. And let's go back before we get too far ahead of ourselves. The Yankees won the Trent Grisham trade, did they not? Trent Grisham was the throw-in. The San Diego Padres were trying to shed his contract. He came over here with the generational Juan Soto, who they missed out on last offseason. And then coming into this season, you know, Trent Grisham was looked at as a guy that wasn't even going to start, wasn't even going to play, because Cody Bellinger was going to play center field. We're going to do a lot of Bellinger talk tonight. Jason Dominguez was going to take over in left field, and little did we know, Jason Dominguez would be on skates in left field, have a little trouble out there, and Cody Bellinger would move into left field, and Trent Grisham would emerge as this guy that we just did not know what he had, what he could be, because the year before, you know, he barely got off the bench, he barely got playing time. I spoke today to some people saying he should be a fourth outfielder. Keith, he better be a fourth outfielder. What are you talking about, bro? How? He's not going to be a fourth outfielder behind Jason Dominguez. Oh, if the Yankees sign Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger, he'll be a... Please. They're not signing Kyle Tucker. They better sign Cody Bellinger. You know the number to dial. The calls are already coming in. And they should. They should. Because I know a lot of Yankee fans... Y'all were not celebrating this today, and you don't have to. And there's going to be a point in time tonight where I go to the Yankees' Twitter where they posted, "Welcome back, Grish. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. The Grish who stole Christmas." Some of y'all are acting like Trent Grisham stole Christmas. You never turn down your first fortune. Congratulations, Trent Grisham. You're making more money than you've made in your pretty much whole career in this next year with the New York Yankees. $22 million and some change. And I don't want to hear a damn thing about payroll, $300 million. I do not want this to set them up as any type of excuse making for why they didn't go out and spend and add. Because it rubs me the wrong way. If we go back again, Trent Grisham was clutch. You know that whole, you're a mean one, Mr. Grisham. I was doing that in the regular season when he was hitting leadoff home runs to tie the game, home runs to take the lead. And you know what I was saying in the regular season? Get this guy to October. He's going to help Judge. What do I know? What do I know? Nothing. Because the lights get bright. And when they get bright like that and guys squeeze the bat tight like that, they revert back to who they truly are. For as much analytics as the Yankees do and rely on, man, they sure do have faith in Trent Grisham being better than the numbers. This was an outlier season. You know, the year before, he was a 190 hitter. The year before, 198. And I know he didn't have as many of opportunities in 2024, but he had plenty of opportunities in 2023 with the Padres. And damn it, I thought that he was going to be clutch in the postseason, because in the 2023 postseason, remember what he did in Citi Field? Mets fans. But the Yankees, I think they like the big sleep. Swaggy T. I called him none of those nicknames. And we're big sleeping on him, I guess. I hope that, you know, the hate motivates him. I hope that he's able to come back and duplicate this year, stay healthy. But he had a hamstring issue all last year. The defense declined some. I don't know what to tell you guys, man. I think with Grish, it's just, you know, Cash said this. Cash said, Grisham had a hell of a year for us. One of the big reasons we had the level of success we did. We'd be happy if he accepted and came back. And there was a John Heyman report out there, of course, saying that Trent Grisham was going to decline the offer. I think that came out. And then I might have been away on vacation the first week of November. I didn't really do much back and forth on it. I kind of just accepted that as, okay, cool. They gave him the qualifying offer, but he's not going to take it. And I had a tweet that I put out there. I said, Trent Grisham, go get paid, cowboy. Yeah, that was on November 11th. And the reports don't matter, because now he's coming back and we got to root for him. We root for the laundry. And when Cash said they'd be happy if he came back, what do you mean happy? Like, I felt like it's like 60-40. 60% you wanted him to potentially leave so you could get the compensatory pick. But 40%, yeah, come back. You know why? Because Judge will not have to play center field, right? And Cody Bellinger is a free agent. I think this is a little bit of an insurance play. The Yankees have had Aaron Hicks in center field, Harrison Bader in center field. I mean, IKF has played center field. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've had a little bit of a revolving door there over the last few years. So with Trent Grisham playing, you know, pretty good defensive plus defender, Trent Grisham having 30-plus homers this year, he comes back, and I think it's just a little bit of an insurance play in case you don't land Cody Bellinger. I mean, the Mets have the opportunity to do the funniest thing again this offseason. And you know what I said last week when I came back? Cody Bellinger's not signing with the Mets. He's got pinstripes in his blood. He bleeds pinstripes. His daddy was a Yankee. He loves being a Yankee. Okay. Well, the Yankees can't play funny with the money now that they gave up $22 million for Trent Grisham, because Scott Boras is Cody Bellinger's agent. And Steve Cohen can offer him a suite, offer his model wife and his mom a clothing wardrobe. Like, if they really want to do something funny and play games, Scott Boras, they could run it up for Cody Bellinger. Make it really tough on Cody Bellinger to decide whether he wants to sign with the Mets or the Yankees long term. Supposedly the Dodgers are in play for him. Again, I do not think the Yankees are in play for Kyle Tucker at all. He very well might be a Blue Jay. And that's another thing. Speaking of the Blue Jays, I had said this watching the World Series, that the Yankees were going to look at the World Series and see the Blue Jays versus Dodgers, go seven games and say, we're close. Yep. Those are the teams that eliminated us the last two seasons. Toronto and LA. We're right there. We just got to run it back. We don't got to do too much. We don't got to get too crazy. Gerrit Cole is coming back. David Bednar is going to close the whole year. We're not going to play stupid games, win stupid prizes with Devin Williams. The Mets are also interested in Devin Williams. We'll unpack that a little later. You know, I think the Yankees do look at the state of baseball with the Dodgers going back-to-back. No way are they going to three-peat. And with the Blue Jays losing some of their coaching staff and some of their players, and of course they go for it, but maybe Kyle Tucker doesn't want to live in Canada. And I think they probably look at their own season doing stupid stuff like playing DJ LeMahieu. They're not going to do that, right? I already said Cole coming back, Bednar being the closer all year. Like, those little things could close the margins. Those little things where if you run it back, which I'm sorry, folks, like, if that doesn't excite you, like, I don't know what to tell you. Curb your enthusiasm, you know. Don't have your expectations be so high because you set yourself up for failure. If you're not expecting anything, you can't be disappointed. That's where I'm at. That's what I told you guys as soon as we were eliminated. And like this first move on top of Ryan Yarbrough, which I think Yarbrough, if they don't sign another starter, he's going to make starts in the beginning of the year. When they got him off the scrap heap, the Toronto Blue Jays didn't want him. He made some starts and he was serviceable. But this is mid, bro. This doesn't inspire any type of confidence, bro. Does this make you want to go book your flight to George M. Steinbrenner Field and go to spring training? I know. Keith, it's early. It's November 18th. Yeah, okay. Does this make you want to buy season tickets? And don't get me wrong. I said this online because I went live when it happened. The Yankees had arguably the best outfield in Major League Baseball. I get trying to run that back. I get it. But there are other things at play here. I felt like this did not have to happen. I felt like you could have let Trent Grisham walk and you could have figured it out. And then if you sign Cody Bellinger to play center field, you have Dominguez to play left, and you also have Spencer Jones, where it's like, okay, now what? Are you going to shop those guys? You should. It's not fair to Dominguez to be the fourth outfielder again this year. Like, I was talking a couple nights ago about go get a leadoff hitter. Some of you were calling, talking about trading for Stephen Kwan. They're never doing that. Like, they're just not like that. Sounds good, but they do need a true leadoff hitter. Trent Grisham cannot be the leadoff hitter, bro. And that's another thing. In the postseason, you want to talk about belief in Trent Grisham? Gave him the qualifying offer after a dud of a postseason where they let him off every game and they didn't change that approach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's do it again. Let's try it again. Maybe he'll do it. He's not a leadoff hitter. But the Yankees, I don't know, man. The Yankees die hard on what? Their own trades, their own contracts, their own roster decisions. And I pointed to the Dodgers and said, look at the Dodgers dropping Mookie Betts in their lineup. Look at the Dodgers telling Andy Páez, you're a liability. You got to sit down. You know, making little moves and changes. Going out there, getting some of their starting pitchers up out of there, right? Or keeping them out there because they don't trust the bullpen. Hard decisions that go against people's egos. Meanwhile, the Yankees are like, let's put the ball in Luke Weaver's hands. For what? Because you love Luke Weaver? Luke Weaver should sign with the Mets. 888-808-1019. You know, I'm just kind of indifferent, folks. I'm just at this point with the Yankees. I'm not expecting much to change. And I really feel like if you run it back with the same team you had, like, how do you improve? How do you get better? How is Anthony Volpe going to get better rehabbing all winter? You're just going to put Caballero there at shortstop? Somebody's going to call me tonight and say, hey, Keith, you think we're going to get Bo Bichette? No, I don't. Who's playing first base? Ben Rice, who can barely play first base? Yeah, most likely. Jazz will be back at second. And that's another thing, right? I already mentioned DJ. They'll look at it as, hey, we won't play stupid games, win stupid prizes with Jazz playing out of position, skipping the ball off the turf. And, you know, he'll be at second base. And we got Ryan McMahon. And I don't even know about Ryan McMahon. They're too left-handed. How many years did we say, oh, Yankee Stadium, they don't have enough left. Now they have too many lefties. Ryan McMahon, Jazz Chisholm, Ben Rice, Austin Wells, another one. Get me a right-handed hitting catcher. Trade Austin Wells if you can. They probably can't. And some people talking about that with Trent Grisham. Oh, Keith, they're going to trade him. What? To whom? If his agent just went out there for these last couple weeks of the offseason and tried to test the market to see what was out there for him, and there was a report a week ago that he was going to decline the offer, and then he decides to take it, what does that tell you? This was a safe bet. This was a safe play. And say we lock out in 2027, never turn down your first fortune. Go get paid right here in New York, in the pinstripes, where you like being in this clubhouse. You got friends here. I'm sure the teammates love them, and I know the organization loves them. And the fan base doesn't, because the fan base wants more. The fan base expects better. The fan base is still living in yesteryear, thinking that the Yankees actually are going to go out there and shop at the top of the market. The fan base is cooking up trades to make this team better that they're never even going to sniff. So just understand that they look at it as, hey, we have Aaron Judge, who just won his third MVP, and instead of going all in to stack the deck, as I say, around Aaron Judge, around Gerrit Cole, in their primes, before they get too old, this might be their last good prime season to get. Who knows? Who knows? We still got to watch Giancarlo Stanton swing at sliders outside. We still got to watch him not be able to run the bases. Hope that he hits home runs. Hope week continues. Hope that Trent Grisham isn't just an anomaly this year, the prove-it year, to have the best year of his career where he ends up playing for the New York Yankees a second year and gets an opportunity to play pretty much every day. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't think he's going to be able to duplicate the season that he just had. And you go from getting that season out of him for $5 million to now paying him $22 million and hope decade and a half continues, because you got to hope that this guy doesn't turn back into a pumpkin. 888-808-1019. They better sign Cody Bellinger. They better sign Cody Bellinger. It's going to get crazy if they don't. And you know how this game goes with Scott Boras. And that's why I talk about the Mets. The Mets have the funniest thing they could do. If they want to play funny back-to-back years, they got Soto last year, I would treat Cody Bellinger the same as Juan Soto. He's not going to cost anywhere near Juan Soto. I would play that game, though. You need security detail for your family? You need some premium tickets? Come on, Cody. Come on. Bring the wife. Bring the kitty. Bring the kitties. Bring your wife, Cody Bellinger. We'll hook it up over here. Meet Uncle Stevie. Why not? You guys want to trade Brandon Nimmo? Why not? Cody Bellinger. You guys going to move on from Pete Alonso? Cody Bellinger could play first base too. The Mets could do the funniest thing. It could even be really funny. Go sign Devin Williams. Just like they signed Clay Holmes. Just like the year before they signed Luis Severino. Put him in Jeremy Hefner's, no longer Jeremy Hefner's pitching lab. Go ahead and take the guy that, you know, couldn't do it, figured it out with the Yankees, and then make him a Met, see how it goes. If you're not going to bring back Edwin Diaz, if Edwin Diaz is out there 50-50, we've only just begun. Isn't baseball fun? It's all year round. The stove is barely on. We're just coming out of the GM meetings. We're really not even near the winter meetings yet, but there's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of buzz, a lot of talk about whom is whom and what is not going to happen and what needs to happen and how these things are going to shake out. We don't know. What I do know is Frankie Montas is done. And I think that is a shared pain. That is a shared experience for the Met fan and Yankee fan. The Yankees traded for him, had him for 2 years. He was an absolute waste of time. I'll never forget Susan Waldman. Susan Waldman knew that he had a shoulder issue, and she was talking about it before we even traded him. She basically was like, I don't think that's going to work out. And then, you know, he signs with the Reds. I think he was traded to the Brewers. And the man from Milwaukee must have sniffed something and said, oh, wait, I've got an idea. This is exactly what I like to do. We can sign a veteran arm for a couple years here. How much, Scott Boras? And Scott Boras said, $34 million. And Steve Cohen said, I got that underneath my couch, bro. Let's do it. Finessing. They be finessing. Finesse $34 million out of the Mets. He wasn't even good in the Mets minor league system. And now he's done. So they release him. And it's just Steve Cohen lights more money on fire than anybody. He lit $350 million on fire this year. And I don't think he's going to do it again, Mets fans. So I think we're both in for a mid-offseason. The Yankee fan that is dying to get back to the World Series and win one. The Yankee fan that has this impending doom of Judge aging out and Cole aging out and Stanton's already aged out. The window is closing. That was my nightmare 4 years ago when I got on the fan. I told you guys this nightmare I had of these guys not winning anything and them not doing enough and them just doing little marginal things and thinking that it's a crapshoot and they got to get lucky. Meanwhile, you have the Dodgers with a loophole doing everything that they can do. They can be funny too. Go sign Kyle Tucker and reload. And of course they will. Who wouldn't want to go to Chavez Ravine and play for the back-to-back champs and defer some money? And, you know, Kyle Tucker's already rich. Why not? Why not? He's going to sign, what, a 9-year deal? Man, I think the Met fan that was looking at the Dodgers, like, man, we took 2 games off them in the NLCS. We got to get right back there. I think you're far from there. There's a lot of moves and trades that are being talked about. Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo. You need pitching. And I think there's a conflict of interest. I think you have David Stearns, who's still in his mind, small market man from Milwaukee. And then you have Steve Cohen, who is trusting this man.
The
man from Milwaukee, trusting this man from Milwaukee. But he's still Daddy Warbucks. You know, he's still Rockefeller. He wants to flex. He wants to use his capital. And he doesn't care. I'm going to blow money and I'm going to do everything I can to get this World Series for the Met fan. What do you say? I'm going to exterminate the negative Met fan or something stupid like that he tried to say. Oh, I'm winning a World Series in 5 years. We're going to win 2 World Series in 10 years. Shh. Say less. I think the Met fan should be raging mad. You should be raging mad that in a year that you sign Juan Soto, you sign Clay Holmes, turned him into... Actually, Clay Holmes was serviceable for what you paid him, but Frankie Montas, you signed him, and Frankie Montas' first comments was, every day, 5 days, we could be throwing an ace. Any one of our 5 starters could be an ace. Dud. I'd be raging mad if I'm a Met fan that signed Juan Soto, and the moves that they made were to bring in a Frankie Montas, waste of time. You missed the postseason. Pete Alonso sets the all-time franchise record, and there's rumors that they're not going to go and do what it takes to bring back Pete Alonso, because again, it's a conflict of interest. Stearns has a vision for the long term that I'm sure Pete Alonso doesn't fit in. Steve Cohen has a vision of the Met fan and being King Cohen to the Met fan, and that includes bringing back Pete Alonso. 888-808-1019. I think we're all going to be a little bit disappointed. I think we're all going to be a little bit upset at different points in time of this winter. I think we're all going to be looking at this as like, this is not what I would do. This is kind of mid, but so be it. Call me up with your thoughts, your takes, your opinions, your feelings, your ideas on this offseason, how you feel about Trent Grisham coming back for 1 year with the qualifying offer, how you feel about Devin Williams potentially being a Met. Maybe it's him and Edwin Diaz. How you feel about Pete Alonso and his deal after what we suppose Josh Naylor got, you know, and Frankie Montas being released, a waste of time. Keith McPherson on the fan. I have to take a break. Marco is in here for the update. We're going straight to the update. We're going to break. And then when we come back, Marco will hit you with the update. And we'll start taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.